Hi everyone, I'm Simay and this is my podcast Sen O Kız Değil Misin, which means Aren't You That Girl. I'm not gonna give you a whole summary what I was doing for the last 2.5 years with my Turkish audience, but I'm just talking about my life, my feelings and everything that I'm going through, especially about mid-20s. So it's quite relatable. And I think that's why I gave this name to my podcast, because I believe it's something that everybody can find something from themselves, or at least they can just be thankful that they don't have what I'm feeling or what I'm going through. So yeah, it's kinda a therapy session, a therapy room for me, but at the same time, I don't feel so lonely for the last 2.5 years, because having listeners, but at the same time, knowing that you are not the only person who is having these feelings, is not making you so unique. It's actually an opposite about being unique. But I think this is also a part of growing up, that you are not searching for to be so unique anymore. You don't want to be so special. You just want to be like everybody else, so at least you can have the knowledge of you are not the only one who is going through this shitty times of life. So, I'm doing this for a while, and right now I'm doing this in English at the same time, but I don't want to repeat what I was saying in Turkish to English, like a translation. I also want to talk some things that maybe I didn't mention before in English, because recently I'm living in Italy, so I have many international friends. And being a podcaster, making podcasts, having a huge place of my life. So giving those people the information that I'm doing podcast, but not being able to give them something to listen, something to criticize what I am doing actually, or am I really good at? It was kind of bothering me, so I wanted to do that. Actually, it's kind of cringe. I feel a little bit cringe because 99% of my audience are Turkish. And in Turkey, it's a kind of traditional that we always mock with people who speak English in front of us if they are Turkish. But at the same time, I want to encourage them that if you find a way to express your feelings, to express your emotions, it doesn't matter which language you are using it, because the hard part is to be able to express your feelings. So you can even create your own language, so who cares? So here I am, and actually I have a valid reason, a valid justification to release this episode, because tomorrow I'm moving out from where I am living for the 9 months, and I am dedicating this episode to my lovely friends, which will be my old flatmates from tomorrow. So even if I decided not to keep continue making English episodes, at least I can just say, okay, it was just a gift for my flatmates, so it wasn't something so important, you know. I just wanted to give them something to remember, and I just keep continue with the Turkish. But at the same time, not all around of course, but some of the cities in Italy, also in Barcelona, because I was there a couple months ago, I put my stickers everywhere, and people can scan and easily have my Spotify profile. I wanted to give those people who scan my sticker something that they can understand. I don't want someone to scan my sticker and see that it's a language that they can't understand and just say something bad about me. So I think I am making this for everyone who can speak English, who can understand English also. And I think it's just another way to realize that I'm not living in Turkey anymore, because I created an environment around me as also including so many Turkish friends, and also my friends in Istanbul, they never left me for even a 1 second. But at the same time, I wanted to get off my comfort zone. And actually, I'm really, really pushing my comfort zone right now. so much. Anyway, I'm encouraging myself, okay? I'm encouraging myself. I started to record episodes after a breakup and I was so miserable. And I was even sure that my ex-boyfriend were just listening, or even he wasn't listening. Probably some people were telling him that I was talking about him, talking about our breakup. So if I handle this type of cringe, I think I can do this. So welcome to my diary, which I am talking everything. And some people are comforting me by saying they are also feeling the same way. So today's episode is actually about how you have to end something to start something new. Because my flatmates asked me so many times to record an English episode so they could understand what I'm talking. But I always postponed. But right now I'm doing this because I wanted to give them a sincere gift. And at the same time, it made me feel like I have to do this before I leave this house, before I leave this room. Because I perceived many feelings in this room. I cried, I laughed so hard. We shared many things, many, many things. And I think I want to do this episode also in this room, because if it's going to be a failure, I want to leave this behind. And if it's going to be a success, or if it's going to be a habit that I will keep continue, I want to say that this was only one of the things that this house, those people gave me, make me gain in this 9 months. So in any case, this is going to be a success for me, because I think, I don't know how is your definition of success, but I think mine is my personal relationships. And since my dating life, my romantic life, it's such a big mess, I think I'm perceiving the success based on my friendships, and I feel so lucky. But at the same time, I'm not confusing luck and being talented. And I think in this case, it's a kind of mixture of being a talented, but at the same time, being a little bit lucky. Because knowing those people was a huge luck. But keep continue to the relationship and made those people to like me back was being talented. And it was an achievement for the both sides, because living with people, it's not easy. And I think this is something that you can easily relate. Once you decide to change something in your life, it can be, you know, going to a college, changing a city, even changing a friendship group, even changing your bed, I don't know, renovate your room. Once you decide, the old version or the version that you have right now, that moment, started to bother you. You know what I mean? Like, once you decided to change, you can't wait to have those change as soon as possible. So I was having those feelings for a couple months. And now I find a place that I'm moving in. And now I am just having flashbacks about everything that we lived in this 9 months in this house. And changing a country wasn't so easy, because even coming to Italy and living here was my biggest dream, which I made it some point. And right now I'm just trying to do this for a more long-term lifetime, I guess. It wasn't so easy. That's also another big misunderstandings in life, that once you want something and finally achieve, people are not giving you right to be sad anymore. Everyone is just criticizing you, like, but you are doing this, you are living your dream, you are finally in your dream country, why you are sad? Like, people are taking your right to be sad, to feel something, I don't know, bad, something instead of happiness. It's not like, you can't do that, you know, they are literally taking that right from your hand. But it wasn't like that. So it was also another pain in the ass, because I changed my country. Yes, I was living in my dream country, but at the same time, I was perceiving so many problems, like bureaucratic problems, being a student again, because in Istanbul, I was working after graduation, I was living alone. So living with four another people, living in another city, because I experience Italy by living in Naples for the first time. So living in the northern Italy was completely different experience. I wasn't even able to understand if this is Italy. It was completely different from my first sight of Italy. So it was hard. I was struggling by fit in, but at the same time, I was feeling so much pressure on my shoulders to show my parents, show my friends that I'm happy. Because I didn't want them to tell me that, then come back. Or don't cry, you want this. Yes, I know, but I can still cry about it. So it wasn't so easy. It was kind of acting like I am so happy, everything's so fine, but at the same time, I was having really hard breakdowns inside. And somehow, my flatmates made it so easy for me. And that moment, I realized what is the difference calling somewhere house or home. It was a huge question mark for me when I started to learn English, I guess, like what we call house and what we call home. And I think I had a clear explanation for that, but right now in my 25 and based on this 9 months, I think my explanation completely changed and became something really personal. And I love it, and I wanted to share it with everyone, with whoever listened this episode. I think home is where you can just be yourself, and even when you are ashamed of being yourself time to time, there will be people who will accept you, and how much you cry, or however you feel, whatever you are going through, you can just go to the kitchen, find someone, and just talk with them. Or even when you start crying during dinner or lunch, people will never judge you. Forget about seeing each other crying or laughing together. At some point, those people even will know about your shitting schedule, what food that you hate. You can't act like, for example, you like a food because they will see you when you scoop the leftovers to the garbage. You know what I mean? Like, there is no personal space at the same time. But also, it's a really challenging way to expand your personal space because sometimes I'm not even able to handle myself. Sometimes I hate myself so much that I just want to go for a walk. I just go away from myself and I can't. It's really a torture. And those people were sharing the same torture with me. Probably they also wanted to go away time to time from each other, from us, from me. And those people told me how my personal space were bigger than I expected. And I think I will be forever grateful for this knowledge, this lesson that they taught me. I don't want to be so emotional because tomorrow I will move out and probably Saturday we will have drinks and stuff. But living together, it's completely different. And ending this is just making me feel like it's an ending an era. Yesterday I was so emotional for that because now I am seeing all the luggage, all the packages on the floor. I just have one last thing, like a pillow, like a sheet and stuff that tomorrow I will just throw out. And I will leave this room. I'm scared. I'm scared of to not be able to make my new apartment somewhere that I can call home too. There were times that I wasn't able to consider this place as a home, and those four people helped me so much. So what I'm gonna do now? Sometimes I even had some dinners or lunches that I hated, like a taste and stuff. But knowing that someone will cook for you when you are not able to even leave your bed, someone will just knock the door and ask you how you are feeling. This is so precious. This is something so different because, as I said, I lived 5 years alone in Istanbul. And I think that was the main reason how I was so outgoing, because I had my personal space so big and I expand this personal zone by living alone. And now those people came into my life, joined my 24 hours in a day, and now I can't make this personal space smaller again. You know this tunnel earrings, like some people have a really, really big hole in their ears, ear loops, or I don't know what you call. It's like that. Once you make it so big, you can't make it smaller anymore. And it's like, where are you going? Like, how I am supposed to fill this emptiness now? Sometimes, you move the couch, or you get rid of a couch or a bed or something, or you just move it a little bit to clean the floor, and you see how much clear the place that this bed or sofa were staying. Sometimes the emptiness can be even more crowded than itself. So I don't know, like it's kind of making me homesick, even that I'm moving like a 10 minutes away from here by walk. It's still making me so emotional. Because deep down, I think I know slowly we will go in a different paths. And I think this is also a part of growing up, because I never experienced a healthy breakup in my life. Maybe once, but usually my breakups, also ending a friendship, was never so easy for me. It's never like a handshake and saying goodbye to each other. And this is going to be my healthiest breakup. And sometimes when you end things in a healthy way, you have a glimpse of maybe we can keep continue like that. So once I packed everything and decided to not decided basically, like sign my new contract and meet the new people who will move to our current room and stuff, I was considering like, everything is going so well. Maybe we shouldn't end this, Because this was my very first healthy breakup. And from now on, I know we will stay in touch, but still, we are going to different paths. Like, we will talk, we will have conversations, but by phone, by text. Like, one of us will go back to her own country, one of us having a really hard decision about his PhD and stuff. So we are going in a different directions. And this is one of the hardest time to accept that there are more than one pathways for everyone. It is a relieving feeling to know that there are so many options to choose as your way, but at the same time, it's making you sad because you are the one who is going, but at the same time, some part of you is staying behind. So it's a hard times, but at the same time, excited because probably we will see each other on this weekend and we will meet in our new apartment. So this is gonna be fine. This is gonna be fine. And sometimes you really have to end something to start a new one. So those people were so precious for me, which they are still, that even leaving them behind encouraged me to record something rather than my native language, which is really hard for me. And I think that's the best part of moving out, because wherever you move out, you know that there will be always another door that you can knock whenever you want. So once again, I want to thank them to give me this privilege to know them, to have a very, very specific information about their life, to experience each other in a very different way. I mean, we didn't have an orgy or something, but emotional way, I think we were much more closer than having an orgy or something. So, for example, it will be always a pleasure for me that if I am not able to make an espresso because mocha is so tight, I will always know the one who made a coffee before me was Luigi. And this is such a specific information that I don't know everyone in his life will perceive this. So I feel lucky. And I think I will never forget how they see me crying so hard and still be able to make me laugh. This was a really beautiful trailer of being alive. And I'm only 25. And those people made me feel excited about what will come next. And this episode of Aren't You That Girl is dedicated to you. Thank you for everyone who listened this. So I think I'm gonna keep continue like that. I really enjoy and I hope you enjoy. But in any case, I will keep continue because it's been a while that I stopped caring about what other people likes and just chasing my own joy.